From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on another edition of the Living Truth Radio broadcast on this Monday. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I rejoice over the fact that we can gather around the radio. The next couple of days of this week, we're going to be focusing on the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 20 and verse 21, where he simply says this, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." You might want to open your copy of God's Word and mark that particular statement of our Lord Jesus. Keep in mind that this is what we often refer to as being a part of the Great Commission. It was what the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples on the day of his resurrection. And he simply said, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And we're going to be focusing on that throughout the course of the next couple of days. But before we actually look at that particular statement, you know, it's interesting that over the years, I've had people come to me and say, "Pastor, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." You know, I've been in the pastoral ministry for over 48 years. And I don't know how many times I've had people come to me with that particular statement or question, and maybe not exactly stated the same way, but the concept was the same. "Pastor, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." And, you know, beloved, down through the years, I've thought about that statement many times over again, and it really intrigues me. And I'm concerned about it when people say, "I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." Could that be your statement? Maybe you've recently been saved, or maybe you've been saved for quite some time, and this thought continues to come to your mind, "I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." Is that thought in your mind today? Has it been in your mind? Well, let's address that for just a little bit, if you don't mind, because when a person says that, there are several things that they need to take into consideration. Now, I'm talking about when a Bible-believing, born-again, saved individual says, "I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." There are certain things that must be taken into consideration. Number one, everyone God has saved, he saved them with a purpose to serve him. You might want to remember that. Everyone God has saved, he has saved them with a purpose to serve him. God saved no one just to sit back and let others do the serving of him in the world or through the church. Everyone has been saved with a purpose. I don't know how long you've been saved. And by the way, if you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name. Ask him to save you today. But if you are a Christian, if you are saved, if you are born again, you are saved by God with a purpose. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10, for instance, the Word of God says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Think of that. We are his workmanship. Boy, that's very clear. Now, I know that many times we focus on verses 8 and 9 of Ephesians 2, where it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And many times we stop there, And that's understandable because we're talking about the matter of salvation. But then after we trust Christ as Savior, we need to recognize that we are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus to do things for the Lord. When we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us, He makes us a new person in Christ. Before we were saved, we were spiritually dead, dead in our trespasses and sins, separated from God. But when we trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we became new creatures in Jesus Christ. And as a part of becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ, God worked in us a particular plan, a particular purpose of ministry, that we might bring honor and glory to His name. And so I ask you today, do you know what it is that God would have you to do? Now, I'm certain that there are many people under the sound of my voice right now who are saying, yes, Pastor Gary, I know exactly what it is that God wants me to do. And you're doing it. You may be a missionary. You may be a pastor. You may be an evangelist. You may be working hard in and through your local church. And praise the Lord for that. But I'd also believe that there are those under the sound of my voice right now who, well, really, you're not doing much for the Lord, and you know it. Oh, you go to church on Sunday morning and maybe attend Sunday school class, and you go to the services on Sunday and maybe even go Wednesday, and maybe when there are special meetings at the church, you are there as well. But the fact of the matter is, you're really not doing much for the Lord. Well, God has saved you for a purpose. And I want to emphasize something else here today, and that is this, that God never keeps His will from those who desire to know it. So you see, when the person says, well, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do, the fact of the matter is, God will reveal to you, to me, what He wants us to do. He does not keep His will for us as a secret. When I was growing up as a child, there was an expression many times that others would use, and that would be this. When you'd ask them a question, they would say, well, that's for me to know and you to find out. Are you familiar with that statement? Well, God does not make that statement. When we go to the Lord and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? He does not say, that's for me to know and you to find out. God does not keep His will from us. I think of those words back in Jeremiah chapter 29 in verse 13, where it says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. What is God saying there? Well, yes, I realize that He is speaking to the Jews concerning their captivity and what He is going to do with them. I understand that original context. But the fact of the matter is, there's a principle there. And that is that when we seek the Lord, we will find Him. When we search for Him with all of our heart, and He will show us exactly what it is He wants us to do in ministry. He does not keep His will as a secret from us. And so you see, if you happen to be of those who say, well, I would love to do something for the Lord, and yet I don't know what to do, well, number one, remember that God truly has saved you with a purpose. And then secondly, if you simply ask Him what He would have you to do, He will show you. You remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, where He says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And so the fact of the matter is, God has a purpose for you, and He will show you what that purpose is if you truly desire to know it. And so to say, I have no idea what to do in serving the Lord, I think there are three things to take into consideration about that. Number one, when a Christian says that, Number one, it could be that you've really never asked God what he wants you to do. Could that be the case in your life? Number two, it could be that God has shown you what to do, and yet you've not followed him. You've been living in disobedience. Could that be the case in your life? And then, number three, maybe God has shown you what to do, but you're making excuses for not serving the Lord. He has shown you what to do, and you think you've got a better idea as to what you can do to serve the Lord. And so you're waiting for him to give you something to do that you want to do rather than what he wants you to do. Well, the important thing is for us as believers is to submit to the Lord. Keep this in mind, that every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but has been sent by God to serve him. That may be a note that you want to write down. So let me repeat it. Every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve him, but has been sent by God to serve him. What about you? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Or are you along with those people who have come to me down through the years and have said, Pastor, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do? In our text that we're going to be looking at this week, in John chapter 20 and verse 21, Jesus says, As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are sent by the Lord to do something. Do you know what it is? Ask him, and he'll show you. And then we'll continue our study throughout the course of this week. The title of the series is simply Sent. We'll continue that tomorrow, the Lord willing. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.